This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick it into gear. The Ebola vaccine has been unleashed on the people of America. Yes, it's ready with no testing at all. They're ready to... No, that's not actually the news release. I read that wrong. It's Ebola. Somebody has been diagnosed with Ebola in Dallas, and they're in a hospital. And, of course, my faux pas was just inevitably going to be a news release pretty soon because this is all too perfect. Come on, people. Ebola suddenly hits the radar. What is it, Superdon?
Didn't see that coming, did we?
You did, yeah, exactly. No, suddenly it's everywhere. Oh, we're going to treat a patient in here. Wait. No, don't. Yes, it's going to spread. No, they're going to come over from Mexico. It'll happen in Texas. No, it won't. Yes, it will. Where's he coming from? Oh, look, we're in Ebola trials with our vaccine with 2 weeks' notice. How does that happen? Well, it doesn't normally, but it does now because we've planned this. This is another psyop.
So let's see. We got the scary Ebola over in Africa.
Yeah.
And then we're flying people with Ebola here to the United States. People are freaking out. Then, hey, guess what? We've got the vaccine. We've got the secret serum, the whole deal. But don't worry. It's just in Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now it's here. It's in Texas. Here. So what's everybody going to want to do now, right?
Everybody roll up your sleeve. It's inevitable. Just come on. Let them inject you with oxidized stainless steel, right? I'll get to that. But just tell me, Super Don, that GSK is not going to be the one that's making this vaccine, please. Can you do that?
I can't, unfortunately, because I believe it is GSK.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Gosh, it's going to be such... I just won't know what to do. I know I'm afraid of Ebola, but the GSK, I'm afraid of them. I'm just like, what do I do? Maybe if I can just like close one eye, that eye won't see what happens. They'll inject me and it'll be okay. We can just pray it away. Now, I'm not making fun of prayer, although it is blasphemy day.
It is.
Just saying. I do appreciate prayer, believe me. But there are a lot of folks that will just do something that they know is harmful and just try to pray it away. I don't subscribe to that. I don't ascribe to that either. And I will tell you what I do ascribe to and subscribe to. It's my good friend John Rappaport. He'll be joining us shortly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show I don't know if it's challenging reality or if it's altering reality. It's something with reality, because the reality that has been kind of dropped over all of our eyes by the CDC and the WHO and the FDA and GSK is just incredible. And it's only become more obvious to my eyes since the 1990s, when I first went into homeopathic medicine and eventually came across the writings of John Rappaport. He wrote AIDS Incorporated. I said, this guy is amazing. Because I was learning almost simultaneous to that, a little after the fact, that HIV couldn't cause AIDS. It was ridiculous to say it did. And it turned out, yes, that's correct. It does not. But just put that aside for a moment. The ability to see through lies as the lies are being perpetrated, that's a pretty good talent. And I wanted that. Because I was made ill by lies, the lies of modern medicine. And as I began to unravel those lies in my own body and undo them, I began to see that there were lies being perpetrated in almost all areas of life, from medicine to politics and government, healthcare, of course, which is not healthcare, it's disease creation and management, economics, yeah, some might even say religion, all of that. And how were we deceived? How did this reality form? Did we actively engage in participating in its formation? Or are we victims of some elitist view of what the world should be and what they want it to be so that we could be enslaved to that construct and perhaps never escape it, all the while believing we're free? Are we? John Rappaport might have an answer for us. Is he with us already, Super Don? Do we have John?
I don't know. Do we?
You don't know. I don't know. Matt, do we have
Matt's
John?
The magic man pushing the button.
Matt's the man. I don't have the stack up, so I don't see it. So I'm relying on Matt to pull him in. You just let us know when he's up with us. So anyway, that's some of the stuff we're going to be doing today relates to the, you know, the very fabric of reality, how we are lied to, how we believe the lies. And all of the focus point on Ebola, how it's orchestrated and manufactured and may not even be caused by a virus, much less one virus, or I could say that in reverse, could be 100 or 1,000, but never a discussion in the mainstream media of toxicological threats and realities creating or manifesting, for instance, disease states. Now, there's another story we started covering, I believe yesterday, about paralysis in like 10 kids in Colorado.
It was nine. When we talked about it, and it's jumped up to 10 in Colorado, and apparently now it's starting to show up other places as well.
Yeah, there was 4 more now that they've identified, and guess where? The Boston Children's Hospital. And how, do you remember Boston Children's Hospital? Where do you remember them from?
They were made famous by the Justina Pelletier case.
That's right. And they're on board now. They've identified 4 children with this, if you might want to call it acute flaccid paralysis, polio-like muscle weakness, temporary, you know, this is the kind of thing that is happening now, and it is something that is warming you up, ladies and gentlemen, to again accept the premise that there's another paralytic virus out there. They're trying to blame it on the enterovirus 68, but as we've described, at least the admission in Colorado was that out of the 9 originally, they said, oh, 4 of them tested positive, whatever that might mean. And, of course, if 4 of them tested positive and 5 didn't, even if you believe them, how is it the cause of the so-called muscle weakness and paralysis? Any more than how is the so-called polio virus, that we dispute whether it's even ever been isolated, the cause of polio when the so-called paralysis only occurred in 0.2 to 0.5% of all the people that supposedly got polio? So that is one of those most classic things that make you go, in regard to this story and the stories that have been perpetrated to get you to soften you up, to believe that injecting toxic substances that you wouldn't drink directly into the blood, the lymph, the muscle tissue, the interstitial fluids, wherever, is somehow injecting those things are going to make you stronger. It's going to stimulate your immune system to act and to do the job rather than weaken it. So, again, these are the things John Rappaport has been writing about for years. We've just published another article by him on the fabric of reality, in a sense. How are these operations engaged? How are they revealed to us? How are they dropped over us? The paralysis of the mind is what we're having here. So his article, 4 Alert Minds, The Art of the Covert Narrative, is his latest, and it's available to you at robertscottbell.com as well as his blog at nomorefakenews.com. Matt, do we have John Rappaport on? Has he called him? I don't hear Matt. Is he on the phone? Super Don, does he have the number?
He does have the number, yes.
Okay. I'm not hearing from Matt. Are we on the air? Matt, I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
I'm sure my wife
would
tell
me. Matt ran off to Chipotle. That's the place that all the GCN board ops go during the show, you know.
Isn't that interesting? Well, we've got lots of stories linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com.
We're all alone.
Help! 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. John will eventually be here. 866-939-2355. And in the show notes, we link up to these stories, some of which we're going to try and get to today. Hopefully all of them, in fact. And it relates to the vulnerability of the population that has been very trusting of the medical establishment. Now, John initially coined this phrase called the Church of Biological Mysticism. I've used it for years. It's so accurate, although I kind of modified it a little bit to be more accurate to what we've, you know, what it has evolved into, realizing that they don't know biology very well, as evidenced by their willingness to intoxicate poison and destroy it. We call it now the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And if today is indeed National or International Blasphemy Day, that's the church I'm going to blaspheme against big time. As I do even not on National Blasphemy Day, Super Don.
You know, well, it's interesting. I mean, if you think about it, it is another organized religion, isn't it? A very well-organized religion. So it would fall right into that same category.
Yeah, great. Well, let's bring John Rappaport up. I got word from Matt that he's waiting in the wings, and I'm sorry to make him wait at all. I want him here right away. John Rappaport, welcome back, my good friend.
Hey, great to be here, Robert.
Oh, it's always wonderful to have you on board. And in your latest article, another great one, we're talking about the breaking news that an Ebola patient evidently been diagnosed in the United States first time. And, of course, thank goodness that GSK is already in clinical trials. They're about to investigate human injections of the new Ebola vaccine. One's not related to the other, though.
No, there's no connection, absolutely. These people...
It's a miracle.
Well, as you mentioned, they're priests in the church, so how could they be interested in money, profits, and so forth and so on? These people would be, you know, ascetics. Yeah, I've just been looking at notes from the press conference. I can tell you right away the whole thing's a scientific hoax.
It's a farce.
First of all, Tom Frieden, the head of the CDC, mentioned, and I'm just writing this article now, that the test, the clinical test that they used on this patient after he became ill, which means that you could assume there would be millions upon millions of Ebola viruses in his body, the test they used was the PCR.
Once again.
That's how they diagnosed it. Once again. Yeah. The test that is completely useless and mistake-ridden for determining, you know, illnesses caused by virus. So right off the bat, the whole thing is more than just suspect here. And the second thing I noticed is, you know, they kept saying in the headlines, you know, breaking the first Ebola patient.
Right.
And I thought, well, wait a minute, what about Brantley, who was magically, you know, diagnosed with Ebola and then cured 3 days later?
Magically cured, exactly. Well, we're going to take our first break here. John Rappaport is on for the entire hour now, and we are going to talk about breaking this thing down, this psychological operation to soften you up, to roll up your sleeves for injectable toxic poisons, maybe even oxidized stainless steel. Yeah, I know, it's weird. We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scottville.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, happy Halloween, a month early. Yeah, that's right. Everybody's dressing as Ebola all around the country. And, of course, the others, if you're not dressing as Ebola, you're going to dress as an Ebola syringe, you know, with GSK on the label. As John Rappaport, my good friend, joins us again here from NoMoreFakeNews.com, linked up in the show notes, of course. He confirms through the press conference that the head of CDC admits, well, the Dallas Ebola patient, we figured it out. How did we figure it out? Polymerase chain reaction. We've talked about it over the years. If you're new to the show, it's an analysis method that takes fragments of unknown genetic origin and amplifies it. Not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, not even just millions, hundreds of millions of times to find what they think could be possibly maybe the cause of the infection. And as John has written so many times, if it takes that much to find it, how can it cause anything in the body? Is that still a good question to ask?
Yeah, that's a very good question to ask. And I'm just looking here at my notes because I see a CDC press release now. It's confirmed that they did this diagnostic test on the patient at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas after the patient developed symptoms. Mm-hmm. So according to Tom Frieden himself at the press conference a few minutes ago, he was saying that when the patient, you know, gets the full-blown disease, then there's, you know, huge amounts of virus available. Mm-hmm. So why did they use the PCR test? Because supposedly they would have had millions of Ebolas to look at. Where is the real test, which is actually isolating it in the patient, purifying it, not mm-hmm. just doing this indirect test that is so mistake-ridden and irrelevant. So right away we know that this is just yet one more example of a scientific hoax, and there's no reason to suppose that this patient has Ebola or that that's the reason that the patient is sick. It's just completely misleading.
Yeah, and if we see a patient, you know, as a homeopath, if I see someone in the throes of a fever, diarrhea, you know, anything that's an acute response, a very violent response, you are going to have so many inflammatory cytokines, any kind of markers that you could say. It's a mess in that body. And especially, as you say, if it's indeed that one thing, they would be able to find that everywhere and isolate and go, yeah, there's the virus. But if they have to go to the extreme measures of the PCR, as we've described it, it makes no sense. But the average American, and certainly the American bubaconist reporterists, you know, those reporters that claim to be medical reporters, they never ask this question.
Never. Never. And on it goes. I mean, every time one of these supposed outbreaks occurs, they're using the same old, unreliable tests, and then they're claiming patients, thousands, tens of thousands, whatever it is. And it's total scientific, you know, garble. It's just absolute nonsense. So there's nothing to infer from what the doctors are doing with this patient in Dallas. The guy could have food poisoning. He could have some ordinary kind of, you know, flu. He could have come in contact with a toxic chemical. He could be having a reaction to a vaccine that he already took. Mm-hmm. You know, the possibilities are endless.
True. Yeah, and if he just had come from Africa, which I think they said he traveled through Liberia, was he taking anti-malarial medicine? That can make you sick. That is very known to make you sick. Did he have other vaccines that he supposedly had to get on the way in? There are a lot of questions that are never going to be answered because the operation is on. It's all about getting people ready to accept another vaccine down the pipeline. And this one, of course, Ebola, GSK. Of course, GSK is just above board on all levels.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. They were actually, let's see, if we trace this back, we can go all the way back to the Wellcome Trust, which then became Glaxo Wellcome, mm-hmm. and then Glaxo, they dropped the Wellcome, and then GlaxoSmithKline. And when it was the Wellcome Trust, they were the holders, I think the patent holders, where they were given the rights to AZT, the most toxic drug ever released for long-term use in the world. Mm. So, yeah, everybody should rely on them and take the vaccine, and everything will be wonderful again.
Yes. GSK, no longer welcome here. At least on Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport's going to be sticking around, and we have a great time together breaking through the illusions that are out there to keep you trapped and enslaved in a medical pharmaceutical paradigm. So stick around. We got lots more. How much was the medical industry paid, or did the medical industry get paid by Big Pharma? Obamacare revealed it, and it is shocking even for me. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
Well, it's staggering. The reveal happened. We told you it was going to happen, and indeed, thanks to Obamacare, although ProPublica was doing a number, but now that it's Obamacare, even the liberals will have to believe it. Big Pharma owns and controls you if you're part of that system. How do we know? Well, the numbers are out, and in the last 5 months, Was it of 2013 or 2014, Super Don? The last 5 months.
Last 5 months of 2013.
13. Okay, so it's not that long ago. But my goodness, the last 5 months of that year, calendar year, only 5 months, how much was given to doctors and healthcare workers and such from Big Pharma? Because they have to reveal that now. The number, I can't even say it. It's just too much. It's staggering.
As Dr. Eva would say, $3.5 billion.
Oh, man!
Where's ours? I want
That's
in on
no
that.
That's joke.
Hey, John, have you
no
seen
joke.
Any of that $3.5 billion coming your way?
See, you know, I haven't opened my mail today, but so far, no, I haven't. I haven't seen that.
Now, you did see the reveal, though.
46,000 doctors, dentists, and medical device makers have received money from the government, and 1,360 teaching hospitals.
Big Pharma has given them. And why do they even need to work? I mean, they're just give me some money.
And this is, in case anybody is misinterpreting this, this $3.5 billion in the last 5 months of 2013 only is for consulting, speaking fees, travel, meals, entertainment, and research grants. $3.5 billion.
But, I mean, we're not saying or suggesting that this would cause any level of a conflict of interest. You know, like they're not going to promote a drug over, you know, doing what's right.
Sure. How dare you even mention the idea?
I'm sorry, bad host. See, I blasphemed against the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism
That's
again.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
You know what that comes to per day?
What does it come to per day?
This is a great article. They did a great job of breaking this down. That comes down to $23 million a day.
Okay. $23 million a day.
Yeah. Just to keep it going, keep the gravy going. And I want to ask you, John, because you know you have the sense of, you know, not only that these things have been happening, but now as they're being revealed, what is the response from not necessarily our audience? You know, we already kind of know that they're open to these things. But if we talk about the collective yawn coming from the rest of Obama supporters, for instance, do we see that anything like this causes some semblance of a wake-up to happen?
Not among that crowd, of course not. They'll praise the fact that the transparency clause has, you know, worked. We now have the numbers. But they'll never relate this to the iron clamp of Obamacare, which affects the actual health care, medical care that people get, and say, wait a minute, if all these people are getting all this federal money, pharmaceutical money, then they would be tainted and their treatments and so forth would be biased and could be harmful, but yet everybody's locked into this system now with Obamacare. No, they're never going to make that kind of connection.
Now, I do have interesting breaking news about Obamacare. There was a federal court in Oklahoma that evidently ruled against the elasticity of the language when they said this so-called subsidy was available through state exchanges. And since, you know, no state was really putting these exchanges together, the Fed said, well, no, we really meant was the federal exchanges could do the subsidies too. And there's one judge that has now ruled, it just came out today. We'll see. I'll have Jonathan Emord on probably over the weekend to talk about it. It says, no, you can't change the language. You can't just outright change the language. Now, that's an interesting thing. He even acknowledged that the other courts didn't overturn this issue because they said it would be catastrophic and disastrous, which is kind of weird because the courts are supposed to be impartial arbiters of, hey, did they follow what they wrote here? Was this the congressional intent? So it's an interesting thing that has just happened today related to Obamacare.
Sure. Wow, I'll say. I mean, we had another scandal like this some months back, didn't we, when language was changed in the law to accommodate more people who were getting waivers or something like that. I can't remember the exact reason, but again, people pointed out this is not what the law says. In fact, it says the opposite. So not only are they passing these incomprehensible laws, and not only are people in Congress not even reading them, and not only are the federal regulators whose agencies are affected by these laws then making up their own regulations, which in many cases go against the actual wording and intent of the law, but they just keep rewriting the law as they go along, even after it's passed, and make it into whatever they want.
Yeah, it is stunning. And that's what, you know, and I just read this. It's in a PDF format. We'll make it available and link to it. But the judge acknowledged that about those previous cases where he said, you know, just because you like the law from the bench doesn't mean you say, well, congressional intent was really this, so we don't want to change it because it might harm somebody that now can't get it. It was about the wording. This guy stuck to the wording and said, listen, the words don't say that. You can't do that. And so it's another round now of, on one level, a big distraction. I've argued since the beginning that the mandate didn't impact the individual, at least not as it's defined, well, maybe as it's defined by the IRS, as an individual, as a corporation and a partnership. You're an artificial creation of the state. But when you recognize who you really are and your relationship to the state, it changes everything. And it's all about jurisdiction. But, of course, your writings also bring that to mind, that there's a whole other set of rules or realities that exist simultaneously. And what do you subject yourself to largely stems from your belief about your relationship to the world around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the government, the state, I don't care whose administration it is, as president, they just keep doing this and multiplying rules and regulations, and people say, well, I mean, you know, that's the law, so I guess I have to just, you know, keep on going along with it. But at what point, you know, for example, if they say you can only go out of your house for a distance of 5 feet and then you have to come back, you know, when it gets that oppressive, then what's the person, the individual, going to say about his relationship to the state? I mean, this is already happening. And actually, Jonathan Emord is, you know, the perfect person to talk about this from the point of view of federal regulators like the FDA, who essentially write their own law while pretending that they're just putting, you know, strategies in effect so that they can enforce the law. They're just writing their own law over and over again.
Yeah. Well, and when we see that happening, as you said, I mean, what's the point when they say you can't leave your house? Of course, haven't you seen them trying to soften up that concept with this national quarantine in Liberia, for instance, or Sierra Leone, the concept of you can't leave your house? Because it's not because we're Republicans or Democrats. It's because you have a virus or you might have a virus, and therefore we're doing it to protect you and the public at large. This is perhaps the most important of the lies out there, because they know that the dialectic is not good enough between Republicans and Democrats to get you to give up all of your freedoms. But if we can scare you with a virus that you can't see but will tell you it's real and it's there, that could be enough.
You bet. There you go. I mean, that's the bottom line. And notice that in this case of the first patient, that they keep saying first diagnosed patient, they're playing with words there. What they really mean is the first patient diagnosed with Ebola in the United States, diagnosed in the United States. Who cares where they were diagnosed? You know, but they're making a big deal out of this, like patient number one, Ebola.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what they're saying is that they're now going to go after roughly 1,000 of that person's contacts. And, of course, when they find them, they can subject them to isolation quarantine, because they will say, well, we don't know yet whether you have Ebola. We can't figure it out yet because you could be, quote, an early case. And so therefore our test wouldn't register anything. So to make sure, we're going to have to put you in quarantine. And this could be coming up immediately, which is the next step after, you know, sealing off West Africa.
Well, the question is, will Texans stand for it? Will they sit for it? Will they stay in their house? Because that's where it seems to be focusing right now in that Dallas case. Also, you know, to ask, I guess, the deeper questions about this and where it goes. CDC, don't they stand, again, as we talk about the profitability of Big Pharma and the giving of to government grants, to government agencies, as well as to private entities, doctors, hospitals, etc., there is some reference to the patent on Ebola and the benefit of NIH as well, because they're also holding some level of patent with the GSK vaccine that's now about to go into testing in America and in the United Kingdom. Again, we look back at the whistleblower William Thompson related to the MMR vaccine. I mean, there's so much corruption. Is it at some point that there's so much that you just can't pay attention to any of it?
Well, they would hope that. But I did read a lot of the patent that the NIH holds on Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many references to treatment or medical response to the virus. So that means that what's being asserted in the patent is something like the vaccine, that in the United States, at least, if not in the world, the U.S. government asserts that it holds the patent on any kind of treatment for the Ebola virus, which it also claims it holds a patent on. So this is sort of one of these blanket patents where, A, anything connected to this virus, we, the government, own it.
Well, when we come back, John Rappaport is here, and we will talk about one of the most bizarre worldwide vaccine recalls I have ever heard. And I'm just pondering how this happened, but we may speculate on it in a way that John Rappaport can. He's at nomorefakenews.com. We have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and he's so kind to allow us as well to publish his great articles almost each and every day when he's writing them. So stick around. More of John after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you want to hear more from John Rappaport, and I certainly always do, you can go to nomorefakenews.com, sign up for email alerts there as well. Otherwise, you know, we always got his articles as often as I can put them up, and keeping the consciousness shifting in a good way, bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs, and the power to, I'd say, create a whole different life from where you may have started. That's certainly what I've done. And, John, I appreciate you so much. You know that. And when we cover these stories together, it just excites me because we're able to communicate these things in ways, I think, that kind of spotlight certain things and reveals in ways that I don't get to hear it anywhere else, I don't believe.
Yeah, we seem to be able to plumb the depths of the insanity of the Church of Biological Mysticism.
Exactly. And this is one more level of the insanity when I was hinting at this meningococcal vaccine recall. That was the weirdest one I've ever heard. I mean, yeah, they've been recalled for contamination of viruses and different things like that. But this one is a little bit strange because it wasn't seemingly a biologic contamination. They claim that there's rust and oxidized stainless steel in this Meningitech vaccine. And my question, knowing what I know about steel, or particularly stainless steel, they produce it so it doesn't oxidize easily at all. How the heck? They oxidize stainless steel in a vaccine?
That is a question that needs to be followed up on significantly. I mean, it just totally doesn't make any sense. And the only answer that I could come up with is that some chemical or combination of chemicals in the vaccine is so corrosive that it actually does what stainless steel is made not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically not to do, which is rust. I mean, I don't know whether formaldehyde combined with polysorbate this and other chemicals could possibly be that corrosive, but if they are, just remember this is what's being injected into your body when you get a vaccine.
Right, and again, it takes 1,500 degrees, I believe, of heat to to stamp it, you know, to make it that there'll be a mark that stays on it. So it's pretty resilient, and it would take a real concoction of chemicals to also to stain it in a sense to, if you want to change it and oxidize it in that way. So we'll follow up on that when we get more information. But, John, real quick follow-up before we wrap up today with you. The William Thompson whistleblower issue at CDC, it's kind of died out. Not that it really picked up in the mainstream media, but certainly there was a lot of flurry, and there are a lot of people that are still trying to keep it going. But where did it go?
Well, I'm certainly one of the people that wants to keep it going. As I'm sure your listeners know, Thompson has admitted to gross fraud along with his co-authors in a key study out of the CDC that fraudulently gave a free pass to the MMR vaccine and said it had no connection to autism when the data showed that it does have a connection to autism. Anyway, Congressman Bill Posey in Florida has a large cachet of documents that Thompson sent him, and Posey's staff is going through it right now. I've talked to one or two people in Posey's office and left several messages and have not yet gotten an answer to my question, which is, are you finding that any of these documents pertain to fraud connected to vaccines aside from that one key study in 2004? Because if that's the case, then we really got something explosive going here, and I haven't been able to get them to give me an answer to that yet. I think they're trying to push for a congressional hearing. I don't think Posey has a lot of clout in Congress, and maybe they'll have a hearing and maybe they won't, and it might be half a day or a day. Mm-hmm. I'm not pinning my hopes on a hearing. And I think that everybody has to do a full court press now and forget about the possibility that, you know, Congress is going to somehow solve this whole thing. It's all going to be about more and more pressure spreading around through, you know, our channels online to force the issue, to force more and more people to wake up so that the dissonance, the cognitive, mm-hmm. you know, disassociation between the major media blackout and the truth becomes more and more stark.
Yeah, I think it is time to realize, long since past time, to realize that you don't go to the same entities that created the problem and expect them to, you know, come forward and go, yep, we screwed up, we'll fix it. If you do, you just roll up your sleeve and take the GSK Ebola vaccine right now. Right now. No, not here, not now, not ever. Not with John Rappaport either, my good friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Look forward to having you on real soon again, John. Pleasure to have
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Robert, always.
All right, keep reading his stuff. Sign up for his email alerts as well. We've got a whole other hour to go. Did Ron Paul really call for secession? What do you feel about the right to self-determination? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more in the next hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.